Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
On FM Radio. Radio. Radio.
And yes, this is On FM Radio, the very best unsigned music coming up your way with the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show. And we have a very special guest, Mr. Patrick Plunkett. I know you are enjoying this wonderful track from On FM, broadcasting from central London, but for the people out there that have never heard of Atomic Mosquito, you can find out more at www.myspace.com/ColoAtomicMosquito. Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show with On FM Radio, and there's a track that I'd like you to enjoy. These guys are called Bob Peppers, and the track is called Stepping on My Toes.
I don't like it, have to tolerate your friends, but she's stepping on my toes, and we're out and we're dancing. I don't like it, have to tolerate your friends, but she's stepping on my toes, and we're out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
When the lights out, do you think of me?
Dancing.
my toes.
Music, great city. This is London 101.4 on FM.
And indeed, this is on FM, broadcasting from the heart of West London. There is a band right now that I'd like to introduce to you all. I'm sure you're going to love them to bits. This song is called Homesick, and the band, unsigned band, still not for long, is called The Amateurs. Enjoy. Shut up a little bit and let the jingle go the full way. Well, this is On FM, broadcasting from the heart of West London, and we have the Atomic Mosquito Radio Show, Mr. Patrick Plankin. How you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
It's really a big pleasure to have you here. I know there is a lot that we want to say to our listeners, for the listeners out there that have never had the pleasure to listen to Mr. Patrick Plankin. Actually, before me saying all that, can you introduce yourself a little bit? Where are you coming from, for example?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm from Dublin originally, Dublin in Ireland. And I came over to London about 3 years ago, I think it was. And that was kind of like chasing the music. I wanted to come over and try and do that over here. Played in bands for a long time over in Ireland. It's got a great scene, I think, in Dublin anyway.
Absolutely.
It's got a great scene behind it. And there is a kind of history that we're proud of. But I think you just couldn't compare that to the history that London has.
Yes, yes.
A lot
yes.
of people would argue it's almost the capital of rock or right, the capital right. of popular music maybe in Europe.
Well, to, like, yeah, I come from Rome and yeah. is London is the place to be if you want to do, you know, London and New York, but I mean London is the place to be. Oh, everybody came out of from this place. That's what we say back home. But Mr. Patrick Plunkett, singer, songwriter, composer, how did you all come together? When did you first decide, okay, I'm going to pick up the guitar, play a song, write a song?
I was probably about 11, I'd say.
A while ago.
Yeah, quite a while
I'm
ago.
I'm kidding, you're very young.
Oh, actually, yeah, I should have said not so long ago. Even I'm a bit ashamed of that. But, yeah, my dad played guitar, and
right.
before we lived in Dublin, we lived in Galway, which is out in the west of Ireland, and there's a big culture around there, I suppose, around getting together for traditional sessions and what have you.
Right.
And so it was a thing that was around all the time. People would get together, they would share songs, would play, and it just seemed like a very natural thing to do. So I kind of... I almost couldn't say there was one moment where it really happened, but
right.
it was just a kind of natural thing that kind of grew and progressed. And
fantastic.
The more you do it, the more you need to do it.
Oh, yeah. And especially the music that you play. Well, for the listeners out there, they haven't had yet the pleasure to taste your music, but I have. And in fact, when we met the first time, one of my live shows outside London, was it 3.5 years ago?
Yes. Yeah,
when I listened to you playing live, just an acoustic guitar and your voice, and it was just filling up the whole room. And another great thing that you have, and I'm sure many listeners will then catch up with you and find, you know, find you live out there in London, because I know that you gig quite extensively,
yeah, yeah.
is the fact that you know how to manage a crowd. Sometimes, you know, you might have a full-on band, but the room is noisy. You know, people keep on chatting. But what I noticed when you were playing, people, and you were playing quiet things, you know, love, you know, soulful song, and people just completely silent and just so focused. So that it's skill, of course, but it's also the power of the music that you write.
Yeah, I think so. Well,
and you haven't paid me for that. No, he hasn't.
Well, I think there's kind of two things going on there. I think that night was a real kind of music-focused night. And that's a great thing, I suppose, about what you were doing and what a lot of these things are doing in London is there's a lot of really great nights that people are coming down to and they want to hear new music. They want to hear unsigned music. And that was one of those situations where you got up and I think everyone kind of looks at you and they kind of say, well, I haven't heard you before, but I'm going to give you a chance. Do it. And so you go in and you do it. And the whole atmosphere was great. It seemed to work. And since then, yeah, I've had kind of ups and downs, I suppose, but keep gigging and keep pushing it. Some crowds will be louder than others, but it's always kind of, you just learn with every gig, I think. You learn how to control the crowd.
Absolutely. These you've got an EP out. I know we'll say in a minute that you've got something exciting coming up in January as well with new recording, an independent record label interested in you. But in your EP, there's a song which is very particular, especially the words that you use. The name of the song is called, I mean, the song name is Change. Can you tell us a little bit about how that song came about? Because I'm really wanting to play that track now.
Oh, sure, sure. I suppose, like, I wrote it. I was probably only here for about a year or something when I got like the start of the song, I suppose. And
okay.
I was just kind of coming out of a point, because it is about, I guess, personal change. It's about going down a kind of journey of your life and coming out the other end and feeling that you have changed. And to a certain extent, all change is good, but sometimes there's also that feeling of, and kind of, you've got your battle scars, you've got all this stuff.
Yes.
There's a kind of, there's a whole package that comes with it.
Yes.
And you're sitting there kind of licking your wounds and kind of getting ready to get up and go again. And I guess that's what about, I felt there was a big period of change in my life.
And that's where the songs came surfaced, I guess. Well, I tell you, all the listeners out there, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this track. This is Patrick Plunkett, and the track is called Change. Enjoy.
Thank you. back on me. Well, I know I've been gone for a while without speaking. 'Cause I've been on a roll, my hands up from the wheel. About to lose it completely, so that I might see something I know that is real. When I came back, I was changed. Inside my soul, I found a little hole. I should have filled it with you if I had known the real truth. Now that I'm here, I can't afford to live. When I came back, I was changed.
Track. What a track. That's a big one. I am sure it's just a matter of time for people out there to actually, and that's why you're here, and that's why I'm so happy, and we, you know, and On FM is so proud to have you here. And for listeners that have just logged on FM is the best station, best news station for London, based in West London. It's fantastic. onfm.co.uk, and you can indeed text us on 07786206700 or email us at voice@onfmradio.co.uk to find out more about Mr. Patchy Plunkett and a lot of fantastic shows that are coming up here on FM. Going back to you, Patrick, that song Change was great. How did the melody came about? Because the melody is so lovely, but yet it's got a punch. When the chorus hits, you know, comes out, it's just, it fills you up. And this is exactly how you introduce yourself normally live. And that's how I, you know, that's why I actually came up to you 3 years ago and I said, hey man, you know, that's great. Just a guitar and a voice, bang.
Oh, thanks. I think choruses are always really important. I think when I'm writing anyway, I always find them really important. And it's got to be a build-up. It's got to be kind of a huge kind of build-up to the point of that title everyone's going to kind of listen to and remember. And I guess, you know, that's what I was trying to achieve. I think that one's definitely your kind of... right from the verse, it's a big, you've got to hit a big hill right up to the chorus. So that's kind of what I was trying to do there. And that track, a lot of things came together quite nicely, actually, when we recorded that track. I did it in White Light Studios. It was in Hackney.
Where 07?
Well, yeah, the guy, Tony White, his studio, he was renting out the same studio as 07.
Right.
And it was really great because he's kind of, he's big into bluegrass and things like that.
Right.
So he did all that kind of slide, the slide guitar that's playing all over it, and he did a lot of bass and programmed in the drums and all that kind of stuff. So he was a really good producer to work with on it. So it was nice. It all just kind of came together the way I wanted it.
Absolutely. And in fact, for the listeners that like to know a little bit more and follow you, for example, on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, tell us a bit how, because after this song, I'm sure that you're going to have quite a few of them wanting to know a bit more about you. And I know you gig a lot. Or how about playing a track live right now and then coming back and tell us a little bit more about a few plugs and how
to play
live. What are you going to play for us?
We'll play, this one's called Hooked on Desire.
Take it away.
Which is also on the MySpace. Sandra, I'm glad you're home. I need to hear your voice on the phone. I keep hearing words that you said. I keep a picture of you in my head. You hold me, and I only write songs about you. Oh, won't you hold me, and I only write songs about you. Last night, Sandra, I slid at your door. My bed was empty and I wanted more of you. I fell in love like you told me not to do now. You hold me and I only write songs about you. Oh, won't you hold me? And I only write songs about you. Crazy in love and crazy with pain. Crazy from wanting, I'm hooked on desire. Desire. Crazy in love and crazy with pain. Crazy from wanting, I'm hooked on desire. Desire. Hang on, Sandra, don't hang up the line. I need more of you, more of your time. You've got something I'm looking for. I'm not a free man. You hold me, and I only write songs about you. Oh, won't you hold me, and I only write songs about you. Crazy in love and crazy with pain. Crazy from wanting, I'm hooked on desire. Desire. Crazy with pain. Crazy from wanting, I'm hooked on desire. Desire. Now I won't let you out of my head. I know I won't let you out of my head. Would you let me get into you instead? Or would you let me get into you instead?
Mr. Patrick Blanket, fantastic track. Really, really great track. Tell us, when did you write this track?
Well, that
Hooked
one,
on Desire.
That one's a bit more recent. So about 6 months or something, 6 months ago when I started writing it. And that one's up on the old MySpace, actually. That's one that I've done with the band.
What is your MySpace?
That's myspace.com/Patrick Plunkett.
Easy, straightforward.
Easy, straightforward. Two T's. Just think David Blunkett with a P.
Very true. Patrick, I'm sure that listeners are on FM, the best new London station based in West London. And in fact, if you want to know more, just log on to www.onfm.co.uk. And if you want to text us, you can indeed 07786206700 or email us at voice@onfmradio.co.uk. And once again, that's fantastic to have such a talented artist here in the studio. Tell us a little bit of exciting things I know happening in January. I think there's something, an independent record label that kind of contacted you, and what's happening?
Yeah, that's right.
Don't give it all out.
Still have to be finalised, but there's a record label that's taken interest. So hopefully, I mean, all the details have to be fleshed out. Hopefully, that'll be an EP release next year. So quite looking forward to that. So that'll come out. That'll be, I mean, you know, a big, decent enough push as kind of the independent kind of thing would go. So that would be definitely the digital push. There might be some physical as well.
Absolutely.
So kind of CDs and shops and what have you. The other thing that's kind of exciting as well, it's going to need a certain amount of promotion. So it's going to be kind of like some small UK touring. Probably fit in a few Irish dates as well.
Of course, yes.
So probably I'll see if I can drag the band out for that as well. Get some of the bigger city dates and things like that. So there should be some good shows in there, and it's quite fun as well because I suppose with the nature of what you do over here, I probably haven't played a lot of gigs outside London in the UK. So it'll be quite exciting as well to get around and meet different crowds. I remember I've played a couple of gigs kind of up north, as they say, and they're a really great crowd as well. You know, they're really appreciative of music.
That's so fantastic. Well, looking forward to that. But for now, I know that you've got an album, well, an EP out there that people can buy, can't they?
Yeah, New Beginnings. They can buy it. I haven't put that up on kind of iTunes and what have you. What I'd say is probably, I've only really, well, been selling it at gigs, so one thing you can do is get down to a gig.
All right.
And that's, again, just check out the myspace.com and what have you. There's a few coming up. There's the Live Lounge, Troubadour in December. There's also the Good Ship in Kilburn.
Nice.
That'll be kind of more kind of November time. And in October, there's a whole load.
Fantastic.
I can't even remember. So
all right. That sounds very exciting. There is another track from your album, from EP, New Beginning, which is called Dangerous Road. Before I play that track, that what you talk about in that track is very interesting. Can you introduce the track for us?
Oh, yeah. Dangerous Roads was kind of an interesting one. It kind of, in terms of, like, emotions, it's kind of interesting because live, I always felt, and sometimes to play it with different bands, I always felt it was a bit too rocky. On this track, they've really captured it. It's actually quite a sad and quite guilty song, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, guilty?
Well, I wrote it after this kind of mad weekend. It was back out in the west of Ireland, and I was playing with this band, and we all kind of went out to this holiday house. We were supposed to spend loads of time writing. It was all going to be really great by the sea. We just spent most of the time partying and what have you.
And drinking.
Yeah, so there was a certain amount of Guinness taken.
All right, okay. And good Guinness, not the ones they said here.
Beautiful Guinness.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I tell you, listeners out there, check this out. Patrick Blankey, once again, this is called Dangerous Road.
Just a hop, skip and a jump and I'm gone. Cause I fall in love if I stay here too long. Then what if I wake up too soon? Cause the time we have is so short, your heart's all out of room. Well, it's a dangerous road I'm headed down. It'll get you to if you keep hanging around. Well, it's a dangerous road and I'm jumping.
you ever knew you were in this song.
Get up late, drinking the sun again. We could talk about old times, forget all the things that we learned. And then what if, what if we wake up too soon? Cause the time we have is so short, your heart's all out of room.
Well, it's a dangerous road. You too if you keep hanging around. Well, it's a dangerous road, and I'm jumping on. And I don't think you ever knew you were in this song. Maybe
in the studio on FM Radio in the heart of West London, the fantastic track Dangerous Road from Patrick Plankey in the studio.
Hello.
Listen, if you're logging on just now and you've never heard of On FM, guys, you really need to do a little bit of catch up. www.onfm.co.uk, the best London, new London radio station. And in fact, today we have the pleasure to have Patrick Plankett, a really up and coming, talented artist coming all the way from Dublin. Well, actually, you now live in London, so you're a Londoner, I could call you. But yes, there was a fantastic song, Dangerous Road, and all exciting things coming up. That was a band track. I mean, you are here now playing lovely acoustic tracks, but I know you have really fine musicians. Well, I could hear that. Can you tell us a little bit about your musicians and you know, your rock gigs as compared to your acoustic gigs?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the guys I've played with most recently, the way I met them, it was just kind of, there was one guy in particular I met, Matt, who's the bass player, and he's a really great, I mean, he's a session musician by trade, and he's a really great musician. He gets to do some great kind of sessions as well. He's kind of, as I understood it, he's managed to sit in on a few kind of like Ethan Jones sessions. Ethan Jones is quite a big producer. He would have done like, I think, Paolo Nutini's new album and Ryan Adams and things like that. So he gets to do some great stuff, and it was great for me because I got to meet lots of great guys through him as well. Yeah. He introduced me to Evan as well on the drums. He's a great jazz player. He plays in Neil Cowley Trio. They're this crazy kind of like sort of, I guess, prog kind of outfit, you know. So that was really cool. And I met them. I mean, it's kind of, and I really love that. I really love to vibe off other musicians, and I think that's always going to be really important. And it's kind of funny because you start doing that, and then after a while, you just fancy to do a nice, quiet solo kind of set because you kind of want to, like, you want to have a chat with the audience. You want to kind of get right down to it. And sometimes the ones I really love are when it's a really kind of attentive audience, and we have silences in the song, and when you can hear a silence in the room,
beautiful.
It's just amazing.
Oh,
it's
yes.
always something incredible. So that's kind of, yeah, there's kind of two things going on. There's always two fires burning, if you like.
I like that expression, very nice. Two fires burning, yes.
So, that's about it. And so I met them, and they'd all played together before, and we've done a lot of gigs that way. So the Troubadour on December the 1st will probably be with the bands, because that's quite a...
That's kind a nice of bigger venue.
Yeah, it is nice.
It's very warm sound. I played there. Many years ago. It's got a really, really lovely sound. Yeah, it's all wood, and it's the room itself, actually, the PA, yes, is a good one, but it's actually the room that gives a really nice natural reverb. So you love it. You never played there?
It's really good. Yeah, I've played there a couple of times now, and it's kind of...
I was wondering, you played everywhere in London.
There's still a few places.
There you have.
There's still a few places I have to turn over. But that one's always incredible, and it's always great that I have that kind of underground feel as well. You go down there, undergrounds.
Lots of very famous people played there as well.
Yeah, they've got them up on the walls.
Yes. Now, listen, I'd love to... I know you've got to shoot in a few moments, but before you go, I'll keep you here because I'd like you to play a track. Maybe a track... What is it going to be? A track that was inspired from the band, or a track that you play normally with a band, or is it going to be an acoustic one?
This one actually... Because I remember having a few conversations with Matt about songwriting and what have
Who's
you.
Matt?
Oh, Matt's the bass player.
All right.
And he's very interested in songwriters. And he was kind of... We'd done all these sort of sparkly, upbeat songs to this point. And he was just kind of like, well, that's fine. You can do that. But, I mean, you can't be a songwriter and not have a ballad. And I was just like, oh, really? So he kind of talked to him. I needed to know the definition of a ballad and all sorts of things before I could get started.
Yeah, okay.
So I sat down. I listened to a lot of Tom Waits and tried to get it right, closing time. And then... This is what I came up with.
Okay,
so this
take
one's
it away.
Called Come Home Tonight. When you hold on to yourself, the hall seems to darken and you drift away. Then I run out of lines that I use when I have misbehaved. Lover, ever let go, would you stay? So why do you try to turn up the light? No time for goodbyes, won't you come home tonight? Why do you try to turn out the light? No time for goodbyes, won't you come home tonight? You once were a sensitive girl, soft on the inside, but tough to the world. You stepped out for drinks, drinking to show me you're not what I think. Lover, oh, that's not the most terrible thing. Would you then be a back alley man and tell me he touched you with back alley hands? Would I believe that you had fallen from grace so I wouldn't turn back? Sugar, oh, would you say that this picture looks right? So why do you try to turn out the light? No time for goodbyes,
won't you come home tonight? My mind only ever played tricks when you weren't around. I was lost in a trance when I touched your dressing gown. So why do you try turn out the light? No time for goodbyes, won't you come home tonight? Why do you try to turn out the light? No time for goodbyes, won't you come home tonight? Come home tonight.
101.4 on FM.
On FM.
Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
On FM Radio. Radio. Radio.
That was a fantastic track. Thank you. I loved it. That's definitely, was that the real, the very first ballad you ever written?
Well, I was probably the first one where I set out thinking I was going to write a ballad.
Okay.
I've been other ones maybe turned into a ballad or something, but that was one where I just thought, let's sit down and do it.
You've done a fantastic job. I mean, I'm sure that I'm not the only one thinking, and listeners out there, please let us know what you think. Just email us at voice@onfmradio.co.uk, or indeed you can text us on 077-862-06-700 any time of day or night. On FM is always on, and in fact there are many fantastic programs coming throughout the week. In fact, there is a very special 1426 with Mr. Declan Harvey. You can't miss him tomorrow 4 to 6, and indeed all the week long. But back to you. I mean, I bet we're going to get quite a number of texts and emails. That was a very lovely track, and I mean, it suits, you know, it suits the feeling today. It's just great. There's so much I know happening right now, and people that want to enjoy you live, whether the band or acoustic. Can you tell us a little bit of you know, your big gigs coming up next? I know you've got a Troubadour one, and yeah. Any others?
Yeah, definitely. There's the Live Lounge that's going to be this Wednesday. So that's on Kensington High Street. And that's really great. That's with a great... we're doing that with another great singer-songwriter, Emma Jane Thoman. Then there's quite a few dotted around October. I think one that'll be a bit of a highlight then would be November 1st at the Good Ship in Kilburn. That's a really nice venue.
Right, okay.
And there's also, there's a couple there that are highlights actually in November. There's also the Halo Bar on the 17th. I haven't been there yet before. This is the Halo Bar in Battersea, but I've been told it's a really great place to play, so we'll check that out. Yeah, for other ones, as I said, it's December 1st in the Troubadour, but for other ones, just kind of check out the MySpace anyway. It's myspace.com/PatrickPlunkett. You can also find me on Twitter. That's,
are you one of the, you've been converted?
I am.
Oh, don't tell me.
A fully fledged twit.
Oh, right, okay. What's your Twitter address?
My Twitter address is @PlunkettMusic.
At Plunkett Music. Okay. Oh, yes, Music. Okay, I get you.
So if you get on there, that's one I always have kind of open on the sly anyway. So I'll always have that on, checking it, whether it's on the phone or something like that. So if you get on there, drop us a note or something, I'll get back to you, have a chat about the music, have a chat about what was on EastEnders, whatever suits. Facebook as well, you can find me on Facebook. Facebook URLs are always funny, so I've never seen anyone plug a Facebook properly, but I'd say just look up Patrick Plunkett
on Facebook.
On Facebook, you'll find one that's a songwriter in London.
Fantastic.
And that's me.
Okay. Well, listeners out there, you had the pleasure, I am sure, to enjoy, to listen to, taste this fantastic music from Patrick Plunkett. If you want to know more, once again, it's Patrick Plunkett. It's myspace.com/PatrickPlunkett.
That's
double T.
Double T.
And they can just key in your name on Facebook. And if they want to have your EP, the couple of tracks, Change and Dangerous Road, and the track that I'm about to play, which is talking about sunshine, ever we always wanted in London, sunshine. So this song, I'm sure, is going to help us, you know, to give us a little bit of warmth, because now October is coming. So if I want to buy, want to get that EP, how can the listeners get hold of a copy of that CV? EP.
Well, if you can make it to a gig, come down.
Could they email you? Would you send it to
them? Definitely. If you want to get in touch, message me through MySpace or Facebook or what have you. Say you're interested. Say you really liked it. That's cool. We'll work it out and we'll get you that CD.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Patrick, it's been a real pleasure to have you here at On FM. Always On FM, best new station in London. And I hope you enjoyed it.
I certainly did.
Well, we want to catch up with you maybe in a few weeks' time, probably just before your December gig. I know it's a big one. I know that you are going to have a big meeting. We were just talking off the mic about that independent record label, blah, 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 blah. And if it's okay, once you've got everything, you know, sorted, we'd really welcome you back on the show, and you can tell us a little bit more of what's happening
on the ground. Thanks.
Because we'd like to say, once you're going to be on, you know, Jonathan Ross show or Jules Holland, why not? We'd like to say, well, that guy was actually first on FM.
that will be an honor.
All right, thank you. Well, listeners, to that, I'd like to play another track from New Beginning, the album from Patrick Plunkett, the EP from Patrick Plunkett, and this track is called Talking About Sunshine. Thank you, Patrick. Ciao.
Thank you, Carla.
Would you believe it, guys? The time is up for this time for the very first Atomic Mosquito Unsigned radio show on FM, the very best new London station in London. Is the best in West London. West London is the best, it's the center of everything. And in fact, today you had the pleasure, I'm sure you did, to listen to one very, very, very talented up and coming artist, Mr. Patrick Plunkett. If you want to know more, I'm sure you do, just log on to myspace.com/ Patrick Plunkett with a double T at the end. And he's promised that if you email him, I'm sure he'll be able to send you a copy of his EP. I'm sure you enjoyed the music. We have enjoyed thoroughly your company here at On FM. Once again, if you'd like to tell us what you thought about the show, please do by just emailing us at voice@onfmradio.co.uk. If you're stingy, if you want to spend some money, just give us a text. It's more immediate. 07706206700. Guys, I love you. Catch you soon. Ciao.
FM Radio. Radio. Radio.
101.4 on FM.
On FM. This is London.
This is London.
101.4 on FM.